You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted for the final time by myself, Bobby Beavers, and joining me for the final time as well here on the podcast is Chris Pimlock. Chris, great to see you, and this is the last time of me hosting and working alongside you.
Oh, this is a nightmare for me, Billy. I mean, I'm going to go home traumatised and emotional that this is the final podcast you and I will do together.
I know, very, very sad times indeed, but we have had so much fun over the months, haven't we?
We have along the way. It's been a blast, and as I say, all good things must come to an end, Billy.
And hopefully, we could go out on a high.
Well, usually the podcasts that I've done with you are the usual drivel that we churn out, so I see no reason why we should make an exception to that, don't you?
I'll tell you what we'll do first before we get your thoughts ahead of racing on Friday afternoon. Let's just have a look back at what we saw on Wednesday, and in particular the 6:55 at Newcastle on the Tapeter. This was a novice stakes over a mile, and Saar was the winner for John Gosden and Rab Hablim. That returned the 2-7 market leader. Glenties was back in second, ran an absolute stormer on debut for the Mark Johnson Joe Fanning combination, and Emirati Hero was back in third. But Saar, who we know for a fact that John Gosden, he likes to send his horses up to Newcastle, and also holds a Group 1 entry as well with the Virton Futurity at the end of the month.
Yeah, interesting. It was all the rage in the market yesterday evening at Newcastle, and you know, he dwelt, he was slow to go, then he was a little bit keen, so a little bit green and immature during the race, but he led over a furlong out and then just edged left slightly on the inside of the final furlong. But you know, he did the job nicely, well supported, as you quite rightly say, holds Group 1 entries, so must be held in high regard by John Gosden. And as we saw Enable make her debut at Newcastle, Gosden is not afraid to send them north, is he?
No.
And he actually had another winner on the card later on, so yeah, you've got to take heed of Gosden travelling north to Newcastle.
Yeah, he's got a very good strike rate at Gosforth Park as well. Right then, looking ahead to the action on Friday afternoon, we're going to start first with the Lissard race at Ascot, which is the 2:35.
It is indeed, yeah. It's the race commemorating Noel Merlis, the Noel Merlis Stakes for 3-year-olds, and it's a very competitive race, as you would imagine. £80,000 guaranteed in the prize money. So, 8 of them go to post. And I think I'm just going to take a chance again with the very much informed yard of Mark Johnson in the shape of I'll Have Another. Been in good form throughout the season. I thought he ran really well in defeat at Goodwood last time we saw him when finishing second. And I think there could be a little bit more to come from him. He's owned by Paul and Claire Rooney, carrying those blue and yellow quartered colours. And this daughter of Dragon Pulse can hopefully get some really nice black type to a pedigree.
The second race we're going to look ahead to, there's actually a really good card at Dundalk on Friday night, and that has a listed race as well. It's the Appeal Stakes, and it's run over 7 furlongs. What do you make of this one?
7 furlongs, well, goodness gracious me, this is an interesting race for sure. Dundalk on a Friday often means that Joseph O'Brien will have plenty of runners there, because they do seem to like having a little bit of success there. Interesting to see that Archie Watson's travelled the Qatar Racing Limited above there. This son of Anjat has been in good form of late, and ran really well in defeat when finishing third at, I think it was Baden-Baden, the last time we saw this one. Again, comes here with a good chance tomorrow evening. Of the others, Chrysanthemum is interesting from the John Patrick O'Brien, so that's Joseph's runner, Declan McConacher, take in the bride there. We've also got another interesting player in the shape of Panita Aurora from the Jesse Harrington yard. She's a daughter of Sepoy that has been in good form of late. Shane Foley takes the mount there. And the other one that I thought was interesting was Stella Star, Thomas Mullins' runner. Again, showed a little bit of improvement to win last time out at 16-1. More than likely steps a little bit higher in grade tomorrow evening. Might make life a little bit more difficult. But when push comes to shove, for me to give you a selection, it looks like we're going to head for those familiar colours of Michael Tabor, Derek Smith and Mrs. John Magner. We're going to side with Fort Myers to get the job done for Aidan O'Brien and Donica.
Absolute pleasure to work with you as always here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Yeah, final one together,
Billy.
Listen, just before we go, I've got a question for you. You know, today on the radio, by the way, on Thursday afternoon,
yep,
following your own system, in the opener at Lingfield, did you tip Bobby's Biscuit?
Didn't half. Bobby's Biscuit. You had to follow that in, didn't you? You know what I mean? Well supported, got the job done, and the nap has gone in, and Ken's nap wasn't in the first three.
Oh, was it not?
I am as happy as a sandboy.
He's KP's on tonight, isn't he?
He's been at Lingfield this afternoon.
Oh, has he? Right, he's been at Lingfield.
Yeah, because he wants
the pain. Have you been winding him up?
He wants the pain to end at tea time rather than at supper time.
Right, and have you been winding him up?
Of course. Of course.
Has he been biting or has he been letting it ride?
No, he can only take so long before he bites. He's like a piranha.
Great stuff. Well, great to work with you here on my final podcast. So do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday afternoon to hear all the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.